Good morning. How are you? There was a wedding in Cana, and Mary was there. The mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus was invited. It all begins with a simple wedding where Mary and Jesus was. And it's amazing that the first miracle happened very mundanely at a wedding for people who were doing a lot of drinking. Again, as we know, weddings took 3 days in those days, and people drank a lot of wine. Unlike today, of course, nobody ever drinks in our place. But after they had been drinking, after a while, you bring the good stuff out first, everybody's excited, and then you bring the bad stuff out because nobody can tell anymore anyway. And yet, the reality is God was present at people in the beginning. Now, when you look at our back altar, of course, there's the three hand-carved descriptions. The first is Melchizedek, the second is the wedding feast at Cana, the third is the Last Supper, and the last one is the Passover. So when we focus on the second one today, I was praying this week, and I was just, for whatever reason, praying about that second one. And I was just so struck by that the wedding couple were the ones with their flowers in their hair. They're not concerned about anybody else there except each other. There's Jesus doing his thing over there with Mary concerned about Jesus and that. But they were just concerned about themselves, which happens to a lot of couples when they get married and it's their day. And yet Jesus inserted himself because of his mother into the midst of that. And so often we think that miracles have to be grand. But miracles begin and began with day in, day out stuff of a couple coming together for marriage. And, you know, when Mary, and thinks about it, Mary was concerned about this just simple thing. They have no wine. And Jesus wasn't very nice to his mother, was he? You know, it sounds like me and my mother sometimes. She sits there and says, "So what does this got to do with me? Huh?" I can hear the conversation between my mother and me now. "What does this got to do with me?" And she says, "Do whatever he tells you." The last recorded words of Mary in the Bible is, "Do whatever he tells you." And so what Jesus tells us today by his example is to be concerned about the little day-in, day-out occurrences in people's lives. We need to be with people where they are. And think about it. Nobody there except for Mary was ready for Jesus. Nobody there was open to Jesus. But Jesus met them in their day-in, day-out reality. He was with them. And he brought forth a miracle for them. Too often we look at all these other places for miracles. Yet miracles begin when we're just with people where they are. And that got to be so far beyond everything else that we do. That it's more than coming to church. Oh yes, miracle happens here. The bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. An everyday miracle we have every day here in this church. But that means for us, we need to be the miracle in other people's lives and meet them where they are. They might not be where Christ wants them yet, but if you keep waiting to where people are to where Christ can now accept them, you'll never be with people. You meet them where they are so Christ can bring them where they are, where they need to be. And so today we see the miracle, not just of the water changed to wine, but the miracle of Christ and Mary being present to people where they were, no matter where they were. We need to be present to our people in our families where they are, not where we want them to be. We need to be present to the people at our works where they are, not where we want them to be. We need to be present to the people in our neighborhoods where they are, not where we want them to be. And when we meet them there, as Jesus met the couple there, with the intercession of Our Lady, then we too can bring forth miracles of changing where they are to where Christ wants them to be. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.